Good morning. When Matt and I were talking about what are we going to talk about, I don't know how it is in your profession, but as a psychologist, there's a lot of stuff that we learn that just isn't very good, isn't very useful. You ever sit in long training meetings and you're like, I don't even know why we're doing this? Well, there's a lot of that in psychology. And then occasionally there's some stuff you come across that's like gold. And so I thought, well, since we don't have a major press this morning as to a big topic, I thought since it's just us guys, I would give you one of the sort of gold pieces that I learned a long time ago, and it actually is mostly found in that book, which I think you can still find, and it's called You Just Don't Understand. And what I want to try to talk about this morning is women. And daughters, your wives and your daughters. When you got married, just real quick, how many of you think about what advice did your father give you about marriage? Okay? What advice did your father give you about marriage? How many of you got no advice, basically, from your father? Look at that. Basically none. And that's in most all groups of men that I talk with. That's actually women too, but that's the common deal. Or occasionally you get, well, I wouldn't have listened to that guy anyway. But as far as it comes down to our major relationship, which is with our wife, most all of us go in blank, hoping that it works out. Now, I had actually a great advantage because I was a psychology graduate student, and nobody knows more about everything than a psychology grad student, so I had it figured out. And as it turned out, very similar to perhaps your experience, it wasn't exactly what I thought, because I thought that I had married someone that was just like me. We were super compatible. I mean, essentially, I thought she was a hot version of me, and we just got along. And it didn't take long, certainly within the first year, to discover that there was some significant differences. And I think that if our fathers had sat us down a couple of hundred years ago, you probably would have gone over to somebody's house with your father and your uncles and all the other men of the village, and they'd take you aside and tell you essentially some of what we're going to talk about this morning. Because what I was wrong about and what you might have been wrong about was, aren't they, you know, pretty much the same as us? Isn't that the main thing, is just kind of finding someone that you're that you get along with and you're compatible? And the answer is no, not necessarily. No, actually, definitely not. But understanding those differences are not so easy. So if you will pay attention with me here this morning, I actually hope that this is the kind of thing, if you grasp what I'm talking about this morning and start doing your own little mental observations, you might actually find that there's some patterns that may be helpful to you in both your conversation with your wife, but also with your daughters, who I find complicated. I have one son and two daughters. I think my son is simpler, right? I mean, I think girls are like cats. Boys are like dogs. I can kind of figure him out. So, but it would apply to both of those. But here's the funny part, is that in trying to understand our relationships, very often you first discover the hard thing in your relationship with your wife in trying to understand or explain your relationship with men. You end up, if you ever have your wife give you advice or ask you questions about your friendships or your relationship with men or other stuff, you're left not sure quite how to explain it. In other words, you're very often just stuck trying to answer your wife with just, yeah, honey, guys don't do that. Okay? And so and the first thing to kind of get at is that, what are we like? How would you describe that? And why do we do the things we do, and then how do we contrast with that with the way our wives do it? So, for example, have you ever gone to dinner with some guys, especially men that you kind of work with, you don't know that well, and the check comes? Just as a little observation, if you're ever at a restaurant and you see a table full of men, especially kind of at a work thing, you notice when the check arrives, very often you'll hear something like, well, let me get that. No, you got the last one. I'll get that, right? Or let's just split it. You know, you had an iced tea, I had a T-bone steak. Let's just split it, okay? Again, when it comes to if your wife sometimes, like mine, if you ever walk away from a table and she's like, why did you split it? You paid last time, And so shouldn't he have paid this time? And you're like, yeah, you should have told him. She'll tell me, you should have told him that it's his turn to buy. And I'm like, yeah, guys don't do that. I'm not going to sit there and go, it's your turn, you know? You don't do that, right? All right, how about this one? Do you ever have like a couple friends where you're friends with the husband and she's friend with the wife, and your wife comes home and tells you that she told me that that he's having trouble at work. Like he's not sure if he's going to be able to keep his job. It's really stressful. And you're like, okay. So then you go off a few days later, whatever, you and he meet for coffee and you talk, and you come home and she goes, well, did he talk to you about the... No, he didn't bring that up. Why didn't you tell him, hey, I heard you're having trouble at work? And you're like, yeah, guys don't do that. And trying to explain that to her, do you ever try to explain that? Well, why don't y'all do that? They think we're kind of nuts. And, well, you know, you may be stuck, but here's the other part, is that they look weird to us as well. So it's not only just trying to explain ourselves to them, it's trying to understand women. And when you get more contact and more time and experience with women in relationships, you find that you just don't understand the way they do things either. For example, especially when you were in college, high school, or certainly college, and a camera was raised in a group of girls, this happens. You ever notice this? What is that? Is there glue on their cheeks? What is that? That every time a camera shows up, they got to quick mash their face together. Why do girls do that? Okay? You have a lot of pictures of you and your guy friends doing the... No. We don't do that. Okay? Or, for example, ever noticed at the end of a beauty pageant like Miss America, which is a very competitive event, you may know, but at the end, you can hardly tell who's the winner. Like in this photo, you know what they're going to do. She's just been crowned, and they're going to what? Big group hug. And look how happy they are. These are all the losers back there. Okay. Do you remember how men handle loss? Remember that? That's how we handle, like kind of a brawl, you know, at the end. But no, they're going to get a big group hug. And it's like, well, why do girls do that? I don't even understand that. What's more to the point for some of you, well, take the dinner thing. If you watch a group of girls at dinner and the check arrives, it's a little bit different. Did you get the salad and the sandwich? And you had the tea? And then a calculator is going to pop out. And they're going to be like, what do you do? Why do girls do that? They handle that way different. And if you're ever at a restaurant and get a chance to listen to the way the check arrives, you'll notice that. This one may bother you more, which is if you've got something going on in your family, problem with your kid or difficulty at work or whatever, and your wife's like, oh yeah, I talked to so-and-so and so-and-so, and she's, and you're like, would you tell everybody everything that's going on? Why do you have to tell everybody all of our business? And it can be a real conflict sometimes. Like, why do girls do that? Why do they have to talk about everything that goes on? It's like they have no filter, or privacy is a problem or whatever. Do you follow me? So here's the thing I can tell you. If you, in the next few minutes, if you kind of grasp the central core of this, you can walk out of here kind of understanding this stuff. Okay? And it comes down to, when it comes to relationships... The first thing you have to kind of pay attention to is how we communicate. And there's one thing that you need to know, which is communication framing. And this will be the hardest thing we talk about. Just follow me. When we're communicating, like right now, there is obviously communication. I'm using words, you're understanding, there's that level. But some of you may know there's also the meta level of communication, which is what does what I'm saying say about us? That's called framing. Framing the relationship. That is, the fact that Matt introduced me and I stepped up here and I'm talking frames that, okay, we're here to listen and that guy's going to tell us something. That frames our relationship. But if you didn't know me and we all sat down and I stood up and said, all right, everybody, let's just have a seat. Let's get started. And then I sat down and never spoke again the whole time, you may be left wondering, who was that guy? Why did he... Well, you understood my words that we need to sit down and get started, but it implied that I was in some sort of leadership that I told us to sit in. You see what I'm saying? That's framing. What does what I'm saying say about you and me? Do you follow me? Does that make sense? Okay. The reason that's important is that, as it turns out, men and women have a sort of a third ear, a listening for framing differently. That is, a different sensitivity to how men and women understand each other in that regard. And if you want to try to understand your wife or your daughter, you need to think about relationship framing like this. Women are particularly good at listening for implications of communication that suggest one way or the other about, are we closeness, or are we intimate? You can come away from, I can remember coming away years ago from spending dinner. We had dinner with a couple, and we're driving home, and my wife goes, "Man, they are not doing well." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And we'd all been sitting there talking, and I know that what I knew was he had got a new grill, and I can't remember the, oh, and there was something going on with it. This was in Austin, in the Longhorns. I don't remember. But she was like, she had heard the same conversation I did, but she was telling me that they're having problems. And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And then she listed through a bunch of stuff about how they were talking, where they sat, what they didn't talk about, the tone that they had with each other, that all suggested that they are not like this, they're like this. They're different. They're distant. They're not as close. And women are very good at listening for that. If you begin to grasp that, then you can understand some of their behavior. Do you remember this? What is that? Well, there's a camera up, and there's a bunch of girls, and what do we want to show? We want to show closeness. Like, literally show closeness. They'll even be, I have a feeling a couple of these girls don't even like each other. But there's a camera, okay? And that's what we want to show, is closeness. It would be very bad form to suggest that we're not close. The girl that's succeeding in high school, or junior high for that matter, is the one with the most connections. The popular girl, not popular like just adored, she's great. Like, the super good-looking girl has actually problems because it's harder for her to make connections because of jealousy. It's who is connected to the other girls. Do you follow me? Okay? It's about connection. So that also explains, well, what are they doing? I don't even think, I know two of those girls hate at least one of those girls, but camera's on. We've had this little glitch of competition in our whole lives. But the point is, now we're going to just hug it out. It's about showing that kind of closeness. That kind of connection is a very big deal. Okay, do you follow? So when the check arrives, it's a slight crisis of closeness. We need to make sure that everyone at this table, no one leaves this table with their needs not met. So if we're all talking, you got the soup and the salad, and one girl's kind of getting quieter, then whoever's doing the talking will bring her in, and you had to make sure that we all are talking, that we get our needs met. Do you follow me? Like, for example, there was a radio talk show in Seattle years ago that was with women hosts, and it was about women, and 75% of the callers for question answer were men. Because call in, yeah, I got a question. If you got something, say it. That's a guy thing. Women do meetings differently. Anyone else want to share? Did you make sure everyone has been taken care of? Make sure everyone's needs are met, because we want to be close. We want to make sure that we're intimate. Do you see that? Lastly, and this is particularly important, is that you should know that your wife, most every wife, has a short list of two or three women that, and like her mother, sister, good friend, that there's about a 24-hour time clock that if something big happens, she must let her know, because if she doesn't, that girl is going to say, wait a minute, when was that? It was like a week ago. A week ago? What? Why didn't you tell me, right? Have you gotten that? Like, and have you ever had a friend of yours say that to you? A guy say, wait, that was a week ago. Why didn't you? No, I'm not going to tell you. But for women, wait a minute. He was fired a week ago? I thought I was someone that you would tell that to quickly. But apparently, I'm on your week ago list. They can just sense that. And the big difference is that for us, and I'll talk about us in just a second, that seems like almost gossipy. Like men will complain that my wife just tells everybody. She can't keep our business to ourselves, which is a very male-centric way of assuming that the way to handle it is to just on a need-to-know basis. But women have a very different approach to that. To keep some of this stuff to myself is to signal to those women that are close to me that we are not as close as you think. And it's offensive. It can be actually a problem. Do you follow that? Relationship. Now, here's the reason that it's hard for us to understand that. Because we ain't like that. If you look at the way men do, and we have our own sensitivity, men look at relationships this way. We frame things, if you will, like this. What's important to men is status and independence, which sounds bad. It doesn't mean that we're all trying to top each other. It just means that we're pretty good at hearing, well, oh, okay, wait, this guy's talking like he knows all this stuff, and he doesn't realize that he thinks I'm here, but I actually know stuff here. Do you follow me? Like, awareness of status is important to us. We just are good at it. You can be better, good friends with someone of pretty similar status. It's very hard to be close friends with your boss or with a subordinate. It just is awkward. It often can be worked out, but there's a kind of a tension there. For example, that's why when the check arrives, for women, that's a minor crisis, potential crisis of our closeness. For us, it's a potential crisis of status. The guy that goes, dude, it's your turn to buy. What are you, Mr. I remember everything. You're going to be telling me that I didn't handle it right? Unless he's a close friend of yours. Or like my dad. When the check arrives and it's my dad and me and my brother, he and I do that, you know, short-arming the check. Here, let me get that. It's my dad. He's going to, it's his deal. He already got that. But when it's not clear, then you do things to make sure that you're not having picky discussions about telling a guy what he ought to pay. So we split checks. Are we just, you know what I mean? It's just that you got to be a little bit careful about status, showing that respect for each other. And women are like, what are you talking about? Why didn't you get the calculator out? This is the same thing with your friend. Did you ask him about what was going on? No, he didn't bring it up. Well, why didn't you bring it up? Because that's really his deal. That's his independence. If he doesn't want to talk about it, it's his freedom to not talk about it. I'm not going to embarrass him or make him talk about something he doesn't want to. Do you follow that? That's why you probably can't remember an example of when you felt hurt that your friend didn't tell you something, and it's already been several days. I don't get hurt by that. Listen, that's his independence. That's his freedom. I'm not going to step on that because that's what's kind of important to us. Make sense? Are there questions about this? If there are, it would be helpful. Fine if there isn't. Yes, sir? You know, that's a good question. Yes, and we'll talk about that in a second. You are on her short list, but it's not always fun to be on her short list. That's an excellent question. You are absolutely on her short list, and you know that she wants to be on your short list, right? You ever done that? Oh, yeah, like I go to my brother's and he and his wife and she'll mention something that happened with Dave and my wife will turn to me and go, you didn't tell me that. You ever? And you're like, I forgot. Whatever. How could you not? And his wife is like, ugh. And he and I both are like, what? What's the big deal? Yes, she is definitely, you're on her short list and she wants to be on your short list. That's exactly right. Is that what you mean? Yeah, good question.
Just depends on what list.
Yeah, there's a whole different list that we can be on, but it's not always the one we want to be on. Anything else? See, here's the thing. This goes okay when we're hanging out just together. We just kind of get this. I don't even know what camp we went to where they taught us this. No one ever said, no, here's what you're going to be interested in, status, and it just is, kind of. And you can probably remember that guy in college that didn't do it very well, the guy that kind of kept telling everybody what to do. And I don't play golf with a guy that used to always tell me, he'd offer a lot of free advice. And he was a little better than me, but man, when I was better than him, he got real quiet. I could just tell, and I just didn't like that. And because we all kind of have that instinct. But here's the problem. Then you get married, and like we're really wanting to kind of take care of each other. Remember, did y'all do that? The feeding each other? That's an ancient ceremony. That's a covenant ceremony of I will feed you, you feed me. Did y'all shove it in each other's face? That's always interesting. I had a pastor that was his only rule. Don't shove cake in each other's face. And he was kind of right. It was symbolic that you need to learn how to deal with each other. But the problem comes that when we do try to deal with each other and we come into marriage with the assumption that we're compatible, meaning we're the same, that she's just a hot version of me, then you start bumping into stuff that just doesn't make sense. Like when you're talking together and you come back together after being gone for the day or whatever, and she's going on and on and on. Well, so, and of course, I told her that I had the very same dress, and we just couldn't believe it. And you're thinking, why is she telling me this? And you have that kind of annoyed, but you smile, right? Actually, you did much better when we were dating. I don't know something about dating, but man, I was interested in all that. I don't know. I used to watch her lips. I don't always remember what she was saying, but what a babe. But now we're married. Okay, so I kind of get the, and like, why are you telling me this? Well, that's a common cross purposes, and you end up like that. Because there's a common cross purpose in how we communicate. And that's one of the common ones, which is, what are the implied rules of communicating life events? Or another way to say it is, for men and women, what's the way to answer the question, what did you do today? And, well, that's easy. And we know how to answer it. And she knows how to answer it. But it doesn't seem to be the same answer. You may or may not know that the way that we answer the question, what did you do today, is called report talk. There's actually implied rules. See if this makes sense to you. If I ask you, what'd you do today, and you're a friend of mine, what I mean is, would you tell me anything that happened today that's relevant to me, and would you mind editing out anything that really doesn't apply to me? That would be great, right? So you might answer, what'd you do today, if you say, nothing. That's great. That makes sense to me, and I'm glad, right? Do you remember the friend you used to have that went on, and we're all going, yeah, I think he did nothing. I don't know where we learned it, but we just know, please edit out anything that's not relevant to me. However, girls went to a different camp. That's this kind of talk. That's status. That's instrumental. Let's talk in ways that get stuff done. Right? So I married a me that's the same way. No, it's like this for women. What women answer is technically called rapport talk. The rules of communication, when a woman says, what did you do today? She means, I wish we could be together all the time, but since we can't, would you please fill in with words virtually everything that's occurred since I was with you last? Do you want to write that down? That's important. But that's this kind of communication. Since we can't be together all the time, would you use words, please, to fill in virtually everything that has occurred since we were together last? But those are the kind of words that show rapport, that will help me to feel like we are still close. This is what my wife was aware of when we were driving away from friends of ours who were having trouble. She knew that there were some things that he had talked about that his wife did not know. Well, so what? She knew that if they were close, he would have told her all that. Rapport talk is important because we don't have the same expectation of communication. And when we do that, you often end up perhaps unintentionally hurting her feelings by talking as if we don't even know each other. Or even worse, I was talking to my husband and telling him, and he got irritated. Like he didn't even want to hear the details of that. I didn't actually get that dress because I also got this one, the green one. They had a blue one, but then, and he seemed annoyed by that. And what's funny is that we'll actually kind of make the assumption that she's doing it wrong. Men will actually come and complain that I don't even understand why she's like that. She just talks and talks. Again, if our fathers had taken us aside, I think that's one of the bigger things they would have told us. Your uncles and your dad would have said, okay, look, here's the secret scoop. Get the scroll. Here it is, women. And they would have talked to us about, A, they ain't the same as you, and B, they look at things differently. When she's talking, she wants to know, are we close? Are we intimate? And it will not come naturally to you. And even more so, it requires real love to jump a gap that doesn't even make sense to me. So for example, now, when I talk to my brother for 30 minutes or whatever on the phone, or talk to my son, and I get off the phone and she goes, so what'd y'all talk about? I don't say nothing, because the true answer is nothing. We didn't say anything that she needs. She's not going to be interested in that. No. I make a little mental and sometimes actually literal outline on a piece of paper, because when I hang up, I need to be able to go, okay, all right. He said that the class is going better, but the students he's teaching are in, and I just go through this whole thing. Because, as you probably learned, if you didn't tell her that and she found out later, it will hurt her. Does it make more sense now, though? That for her, it says, we aren't close. The thing that you may even, for example, not be telling her because you're kind of annoyed that she does that little thing that I don't like, but I never really told her, which we do to actually help a relationship. You did that with your roommate, maybe, if you were in school. My roommate was a clean guy, very tidy guy. I was not so much. And it was a problem in that I can remember coming in the room at like 1 a.m. or some ridiculous hour, and this was at Baylor, and our room was one of those mirror, like there was a bed and a desk, and there was a bed and a desk. It was exactly the same. And I remember opening the door, and there was a line of basically carpet, bed, he was asleep, and clothes and junk and all this, and literally like you could just kind of see the middle line. And we never talked about it, because wasn't his business, wasn't my business. You know, we kept that line there, and we helped our relationship by not, I'm not going to go, dude, you know, I don't like having everything clean. And he knew not to go, you're bringing ants in our room, which I did. But that's how we helped our friendship. If a girl says, you know, I've just never really liked when you talk like it, when you wear that outfit, I've never liked that. The first thing the girl's going to say is, why didn't you tell me that? How long have you not? She wants to know, why didn't you talk to me about this before? It is not a contribution. It actually worries her that you're not talking to me about stuff. I would rather know. Does that make sense? Some of you may have the deal where when she upsets you, you contribute by getting quiet. I don't want to say anything I regret. And sometimes a wife will chase you down. What? What is it to almost, it seems like she wanted to make me mad, and I was trying to keep it quiet, and I blew up. Yet, you know why? Because the worst for her is, if you don't talk to me, if you don't connect with me, for many women, it's very scary. I would rather you be mad and say something not kind and at least know that we're talking than nothing at all. Do you follow me? That's why it's critical that you think about, you didn't marry you. You married her. And she wants to know. She wants you to know her, and she wants to know you. And so little things that you have your own experience, little opinions, that kind of thing, are important to her, and she wants to know it usually. So be careful about how you sort of sort through our communication. Be careful about what are the things that I decide to leave out, to not bother her with, and so forth. And be careful that you're not doing it on a male kind of view of stuff. Rapport talk. The right answer to what you do today is to kind of try to go through, well, in the morning, it was kind of boring. I mean, we did that usual meeting thing, which I don't like, and go through what may seem to you like ridiculous, and see if she actually gets bored, or see if she actually likes that. Yes, sir.
Should you expect kind of a guy answer from your teenage daughters?
Excellent question. Teenage daughters are a little different in that they are women, but they're also teenage women, so it's trickier. Most of the time, if she's talking with her friends, she's doing this. If you're doing well, then if you have a teenage daughter that is boring you with all of her stuff, you're doing pretty well. as in she is trusts you that you'll want to know. And if anything, you want to be very careful to show her that I do care about you, and by listening. But you know, the funny thing is, at least with my daughters, it was easier for me to do it with my daughter than my wife. Have you noticed that? Why is that? It's not very nice. I don't know. I think it was because I wasn't as much threatened. I didn't expect as much. And so, sure, it was kind of cute, everything she was saying. But if you do find yourself annoyed by it, I think you can certainly guess that the thing to do is don't show her that. You need to show her that she is interesting. I can tell you this, a teenage girl, primarily, as soon as she begins to appear more like a woman and think like a woman, then there's a part of her soul that needs to know, am I attractive? Am I interesting to men? And you are the first guy in line to answer that question. And if you won't answer the question that you're an attractive, interesting, funny woman. If you don't answer it, there's a bunch of guys in line behind you that are ready to answer it, and they want something in return. And so you're the guy. Is that answer your question? Yeah. I'm glad you asked that, because I didn't want to forget with teenage daughters, it's not only how we relate to them, but it's how they watch us relate to our wives. Yes, sir.
What about the old saying about, you know, the healthiest marriages are the ones where the man just agrees. Just nod your head and
yes.
Say yes, and it starts, you know, when planning your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there talking to your
just say yes.
Say, yeah, we were talking about, you know, she wanted chicken, I wanted steak, and they look at you like, no, don't get involved. That's her deal. Just nod your head and say yes here.
Yes, exactly. You know that and there's tons of that where you'll hear from men or in a kind of a group or whatever. Maybe your dad, if he said anything, it's something like just nod your head, son, and just say yes. You know, it's a ton of basically slightly hostile humor. From a bunch of bewildered men going, you know, just here's the thing, don't cause trouble. But you know what? He was wrong. That's not actually true. You ever done the, where are we going to go eat lunch? And you throw her the independence football gift. I don't care, you decide. Which, of course, to us is a valuable thing. Good. Look what I've given you. Independence, the choice. And she goes, I don't care, where do you want? Right? So you think she's thrown you the football back. How about Mexican? No, I don't. Oh, okay, fine. It's a trick. I thought you throw back the independence football. Right? And it just gets frustrating because I don't understand. Now you should understand. There's no independence football. That's not a goal. That's not an important thing. When we're trying to decide lunch, we need to decide where we want lunch. And Wise will tell me, he's just difficult. I say, what do you want for supper? He's like, I don't care. And what am I supposed to do with that? Well, as a man, I'm like, you take it and run with it, girl. You just make what you want because he's giving you. No. As in, how am I now going to know what we want? Because we don't leave the table unless we've been taken care of. So things like, I had Mexican yesterday, is part of what she thinks is the negotiation of discovering what we want. But we think it's just, you know, I should have just nodded and said yes. Okay? It's actually not helpful. I actually have learned that my wife is tough for me to shop for. Some of you all know what your wife wants. My wife's not as good at that. So I spent years trying to basically make up for it by getting expensive stuff. Like, you know, that'll do it, right? Whatever. No. Now, hey, it's your birthday. Let's go in the afternoon and let's go shopping. Yes, I do. I go shopping with her, not a lot, but some. Let's get something nice for you, a dress, and then we'll go to dinner. And I even learned how to shop with her. I do my best impression of her mother. So I go in, and I don't stand. I look at stuff. What do you think of this? I'm like looking. And other women are like, who's that guy? Because he's into it. Okay? Now, since no one's here, no, I'm not. I want to show her that I'm into it. When she comes out with the red one on or the blue one, they were both good. No. We look deep inside of ourselves and we find a slight preference. I think the blue one. Did you think the blue? And we find what we thought looked good because we are close. Yes, sir. And the only thing that's kind of betraying is the me that got married that thought, no, man, this is, we're the same. She'll understand. We understand each other. No, no, you don't. You love her, meaning you do stuff that you think is dumb. And yes, I do. I go, no, I think you're right. That blue one's better than the red one. I'm not exactly making stuff up. Feels close to making stuff up because I actually don't care. But I know better than to give her the I don't care football, which is not valuable to her. What do you mean you don't care? I thought we were close. Do you follow me? So men and women differ on that. Let me give you another example of when men and women differ. They differ on what we consider helpful advice, helpful feedback. And again, you mentioned that example, just say yes. There's all kinds of little hostile. I'm sure a man drew that. You know, it's like, you know, with women, you helpful feedback. Women, again, there's us. My wife and I were going to a movie, and we were running late. Pull in the parking lot. There was a spot, not too bad. I'm halfway into the parking spot, right? Pretty much in. And she goes, there's another space right over there. Right? And it's like, and so I just pulled in. I said, well, it's not enough time. We went to the movie. But I thought, you know, I was thinking about this stuff anyway. So I waited till after the movie, and I said, you know, since I was already parking, and you mentioned that other spot, that kind of bothered me. Did you know that? And here's the important thing. If you listen carefully, she did not say, I know, or anything even close to that. It was like I had spoken Greek. What are you talking about? You know, when we were pulling, and I was already in the parking spot, and you showed me there was another one. That kind of bugged me, right? No clue. What are you... And if you watch, there'll be things that if you watch carefully, you assume she kind of knows what you're talking about, and she didn't have a clue. Because to us, or to me, I was pretty much, she could tell I'm committed to this parking spot. That's what we're doing, right? And so by pointing out the other one, what is she saying? You screwed up. You didn't pick the right one. I mean, that's what you do. Why else would you tell me that? Well, because she's not a guy. We have four eyes in this car. Don't you want to hear what these two eyes have seen? I don't know if you're going to do anything. And this is what she told me. She said, no, I just saw that there was another space and I told you that. Why did you tell me that? Didn't I do it right? No, because I just thought you'd want to. Why wouldn't you want to know that there was another? I didn't know if you wanted to change. Do you hear that difference? It's just, don't you want to know what it's in my head? When she asks you, why didn't you exit back there instead of here? What she means is, this will stun you, why didn't you exit back there instead of here? I just want to know what you were thinking. That's all. It's actually not the implied, oh, fine, why? Do I not know how to drive? Why don't you drive? That's what a man thinks of. You have given me feedback that was unasked for, so you must think you know. That's our value system. That's status. She's just helping, giving helpful information. Do you follow? So if you will take over the next few days, if you do what I've done over the years, just try to keep this and this in mind and look for examples of it in your daughters and in your wife, and especially the main thing that will make it hard for you is if you enter marriage or if you're still stuck in marriage the same way I was, which is that assumption that we're pretty much the same. You are not. God has made us to be male and female to round out humanness, not to just duplicate ourselves in someone else, which was a very hard lesson for me. Again, I thought I kind of figured that out. And if you get more aware of it, it's actually kind of beautiful. Women are very interesting, mystical creatures that kind of have a sense of stuff. My wife sometimes knows when I'm kind of in a bad mood before I do. I'm from Texas, and we don't sit around going, I just sort of feel, nope, I'm not really aware. And she's like, you know, are you kind of annoyed? And I've actually learned to go, I don't know, am I? Maybe. Because she can kind of tell. She's good at that. And your wives may be very good at that. Some of your daughters may be establishing more and more awareness of that. And it's important to think about if we're going to minister to our wives and our daughters, then we have to first step back and start learning about how they do things. And closeness and intimacy, and do I know my dad? Does my dad want to know me? Does my husband know me? And does he want to know me? And are we close? Is a big deal to them. It doesn't mean that you can't explain occasionally that, listen, I don't actually think like that, okay? Like, it wasn't bad that I told my wife, you know, it does bother me when you tell me that there's another parking spot there. And by the way, it doesn't mean that I taught her to bite her tongue. It means that if it would actually, believe it or not, sweetie, it would actually help me if you'd say, I don't mean you're making a mistake here and you may not want to do anything with this, but there's another parking spot over there. Like, would you just kind of reassure me that I'm not a big screw up? And sure, I can do that. Why? Is that something you need? Yeah, kind of feel like it. So you start to kind of understand each other by accepting that, you know what, we don't actually standardly see things like that. Does that make sense? And if you'll just take that and start kind of thinking about it, I promise it'll kind of stun you. You can start to see differences in how girls, I like to listen to the way girls talk to each other. And there's just tons of examples of that. Last one I'll tell you is my mother-in-law taught me how to respond when I give my wife a gift. When my wife opens her Christmas gift, I do like any guy. Here we go. She's gonna, you know, like, here, I did good, and that's what I'm about, right? And her mother always did it wrong. Her mother, when she would open a present from her mother would always, she'd say, oh, Mom, this is great. And her mother would go, really? Is that, because there's a gift receipt in there, because they also had the other one, that one you looked at, and if you don't like it, you can take it. And I was like, shut up, take your accolades. This is your moment. And no, she was right. My mother-in-law knows how to express to her daughter, listen, the key here isn't the item, it's that you get what you want, because I want you to have what you want. Now I do that. I do, girl, I'm like, really? Is that the one you wanted because I got the other one? Because that is what my wife likes to hear, to know that it's about the right, even when I got the right thing, she's even more. It took years, yeah, absolutely. And actually, it took years of failing the other way. Half of wisdom is just getting tired. You just, you know, never mind. I'll just do like my mother-in-law. So, I hope that makes sense for you. Again, that book, Deborah Tannen, you just don't understand, has served me well over the years, and I hope it will you too. Are there any questions about this stuff? Yes, sir. Yeah.
Is the point just to let her have the forum say what she did, or is the point that
Yes. That's a good question. Like, do we start to kind of, should we be more like that and do that? I think the answer to should we be like more rapport talk, learn to do that, is not, I think you learn to do it with her. You learn to do it with your daughter. But I think it's pretty instinctive that, no, it's hard for me to change. I still don't want to hear from my brother or everything that's unrelated to me. So, but I think it's important to both not expect her to be the same and to explain it where it's appropriate that, you know, if you don't mind, I don't actually need to listen to all that kind of stuff. Or it actually, if she's like, does this bore you? Yeah, it actually kind of does, and I'm sorry about that. But let me tell you the way it's always been for me. I think it's a matter, being loving is not the same thing as I should be like, become like her. But it does mean giving her what's valuable to her, even if it's a bit annoying. Does that make sense? It's a good question. Yes, sir?
Well, I'm a little confused. I mean, you don't do the yes dear thing, but then you look at all fabrics and colors, which is, in my mind, exactly another form of yes dear.
How is that? I want to make sure I understand. It is a kind of yes dear, I think.
Well, I mean,
it's more creative yes dear. Yeah.
And I come from the school that if nobody died and nobody got their arm blown off, it's a good day. But I've learned that that doesn't please her.
Yes.
So I listen to a lot of things that I just don't accept value.
Yes.
Which nobody died and nobody got their arm blown off, so, but I've just found it's enormous to do that.
Yeah, and you've learned not to say, so nobody died and nobody's arm blown off, why are we talking about this?
Yeah, actually I did.
I think a big part of why it's going well is that you're very loving to your wife. And it may be easier, natural for you, but you just know instinctively, yeah, you know, I don't need to tell her that I find this boring. I'm going to show her that it's interesting, which is not hard when we were tricking them into marrying us. We were good at this, right? No one told me that, but I wanted to hear all that. But then after marriage, we get creeps into where we get annoyed that I think you should be just like me. So I think you're naturally a loving guy. You can quote me to your wife. That would be good. All right, we need to stop, but I don't have to rush off. If there's any other questions, if you want to talk about it, that's fine, but hope that helps you, and because it's been pretty helpful for me over the years. So are we done, Matt?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.